This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson. Please open your King James Bibles to Genesis chapter 27, verse 24, where we left off last time. Genesis chapter 27, verse 24. Just before we begin, I want to invite the entire United States of America to join me on this radio program at this time via internet and radio, October 12th for America's Day of Repentance. They keep saying something needs to be done about all the killing. Well, folks, it's sin. And what you do about sin is repent. So we're going to have a nationwide day of repentance here. We can connect to the entire nation. All of you start praying for it and tell everybody you know. WMIEFM.com, October 12th, Trumpet of Truth, the Day of Repentance on this radio program and internet. God bless you and God bless America. Amen. Now, Genesis chapter 27, verse 24. I'm entitling this tonight, Bethel and Jacob's Stone of Destiny, sometimes called the Stone of Scum. You need to know before this lesson begins that that stone, Jacob's Stone, is now in Scotland, and it has been under every coronation seat of every king and queen of England. When they took the office of the oath to be the king or queen of England, they took their oath on top of Jacob's stone. So now that should whet your appetite. Last week, Mother Rebecca had heard Isaac tell the older twin Esau to go out and get some venison and bring it in and cook it, and that Isaac was going to give Esau the Abrahamic blessing, the firstborn blessing. And that would mean that the firstborn blessing would be that Jesus Christ would come through that lineage, and that person would have be the strongest nation on the planet. That was not God's will, because God had told Rebecca in Genesis chapter 25, the younger son Jacob is to get the blessing. It is through Jacob's lineage that the Messiah, the Christ child, Jesus, is coming, and it's through Jacob is going to be the superpower of superpowers. Why? So the gospel can be preached to the whole wide world. So Rebecca sends Jacob to get two kids of a goat to cook it. She cooks it pretending it's venison, and she gives it to Jacob, and she says, go take this to your father, tell him you're Esau, and he'll give you the blessing, because that's God's will. Esau had not yet returned from the woods. Jacob said, but Esau's a hairy man, and I'm smooth, and Dad is being blind now. He's old and blind. He's going to feel me to see if I'm Esau, and he'll know I'm not Esau. Rebecca already had that solved. She had already made two hairy gloves out of the little kids there, so they had it covered. So Jacob went in, and Isaac, his father, was about to bless him. Now, this looks like they're being deceitful. No, it was God's will for Jacob to get the blessing. Beside, if you remember, Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of stew. So he should have told his dad that anyway. Now we're going to pick it up with a blessing. Now, as we move along in Genesis, you're going to understand more and more that that nation, God told Rebecca, two nations are in your womb. Esau is Edom, it's Red Rush, Rush by the Volga, Russia, but Jacob is America. So you're going to hear not only the blessing that Messiah will come through Jacob, but that the great United States of America will be a great nation.
Verse 24, and he said, art thou my real son Esau? And he said, I am. Verse 25, and he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison. that my soul may bless thee.
I'm ready to give you the blessing. See, Isaac did not know. Rebecca had never told Isaac that God had told her that Jacob was to be the one through whom the Messiah would come, and that Jacob would be the great nation.
And he brought it to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Verse 26, and his father Isaac said, come near and kiss me, my son. 27, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment.
Remember, Rebecca had put on Esau's clothing on Jacob, the firstborn's clothing, because Esau was all woodsy, so Jacob would smell like Esau.
The clothing of the firstborn, and blessed him and said, be the smell of my son is the smell of the field and of the woods which have been blessed. Verse 28, therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine.
Now, the dew of heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the living water. The Messiah, the Son of God, come through your lineage, Jacob, is the dew. The fatness of the land, God had told Rebekah there were two great nations. One was Russia and the other was America. This will be the United States of America. Do you know that the government has to pay farmers not to grow things? We are so bountifully blessed.
Verse 29, let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee.
America, superpower of superpowers. Everybody wants to come in, whether legally or not.
Be Lord over thy brother, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee.
And you know, Russia comes with begging bowls to America. Esau comes begging of Jacob.
Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee.
Now at this time, Jacob was not married, but he's going to get married to the right seed, and he's going to have 12 sons, and they're going to be the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel, all the house of Israel. They're going to have a spat. Two of them are going to call themselves the house of Judah. In part, they're in the land of Israel right now, but the other 10 tribes, as I'm going to explain later, have migrated into the United States of America. So he says, anybody who curses Israel is cursed. Anybody who blesses Israel, that means the nation, not the people, is blessed or cursed. Anybody who messes with America is cursed. Anybody who blesses America is blessed, because we are all, even though we're split, we are the seed of Jacob.
Verse 30, and it came to pass that when Jacob was scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father.
Jacob had walked out of the room after having the blessing. I imagine he said, whew, here comes Esau.
That Esau his brother came in from the field. Verse 31, and he also had made savory meat, which his father loved, brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, let my father rise and eat of this same venison, that thy soul may bless me.
Now, Esau didn't care anything about the Messiah coming. We already learned last week that he despised his birthright, and God did not like Esau. Malachi 1 and Romans 9, God says, I love Jacob, but Esau have I hated even from the womb. That was because of what Esau had done in the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, when we're all with God in our spiritual bodies. When Lucifer rebelled, Esau betrayed God and sold his birthright as a child of God, and he came in doing the same thing. He was lying to his father right then, because he should have told his father, I don't deserve the birthright. I sold it to my brother Jacob for a bowl of stew.
Verse 32, and Isaac his father said, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. Verse 33, and Isaac trembled very exceedingly.
Isaac could not believe what had happened.
And he said, who? Where is he that had taken venison and brought it me? And I had eaten all the food, and I have blessed him, and he shall be blessed.
The the words that came through my mouth, Isaac says, that's from God. See, this wasn't just a dad saying, son, I wish you well in life. This was the Abrahamic blood covenant promised to Abraham that Messiah would come through this lineage and that the whole nations of the earth would be blessed and there would be a great nation to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ Amen. To the whole wide Amen. World. So this was God's blessing. And Isaac said, wow, I've already done that.
Verse 34, when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great exceeding bitter cry, and he said unto his father, bless me, even me also, my father.
Oh, poor little me, I'm going to go eat worms.
Verse 35, and he said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing.
Now, to Isaac, it seemed that Jacob had done wrong, but Jacob had not. Jacob sold it fair and square. Donald Trump would say that's the art of the deal. He had done that. And also, God had told Rebekah that Jacob was to get the blessing. See, sometimes covert activity is okay with God. We are here to get God's work done.
Verse 36. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times.
Jacob's name means supplanter, heel grabber, overreacher. But that's not true. Jacob was chosen from before the foundation of the earth. He did not betray God. And when you're chosen, early in your life, you know it. You might not even call it chosen. You might not know the terminology, but you know that you're here with some kind of destiny that's so much more than making money and getting married and having babies being having fun. You know there's more. So Jacob knew it. He was fighting for his birthright.
He took away my birthright. And now, behold, he hath taken away my blessings.
Ooh.
And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?
Just one little tiny blessing, Dad.
Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. What now shall I give unto thee, my son? Verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing? My father, bless me, even me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Now this touches Isaac's heart, because Esau was his favorite. He's going to try. But you remember the Balaam donkey story? Balaam was a prophet, but he was disobeying God. So God used a donkey to talk to Balaam. I'm telling you what God's will, when it's God's will is going to be done. But watch Isaac try.
39, Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth.
Of the fatness of the earth.
And of the dew of heaven.
And of the dew of heaven. Wait, doesn't that sound like Jacob's? In other words, the Messiah's going to come and you're going to be a rich nation. The word of there, you check it out from the Hebrew manuscripts. It means away. You will be away from the dew of heaven. You will be away from the riches of the earth. The dew of heaven is the living water, Jesus. Russia, Esau, Rush, Resh, Rud, read by the Volga. You are going to be away from Messiah. Don't forget that Russia closed their churches and made granaries out of them, and they want nothing to do with God. And you know it's kind of hard to grow corn and grain in Siberia. It's too cold.
Above, verse 40, and by the sword shall thou live.
The Russian flag has the little sickle on it, the sword.
And shall serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass that when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
This was the one little bright light that Isaac could say for Esau. Because some years ago, there were two superpowers on the planet. One was, of course, that those 10 tribes that came to America, the United States of America, superpower of superpowers, and the other was Russia. That was before its downfall. So there was just a little while when Esau, Russia, felt that he was equal to Jacob, United States of America. Now, don't forget, we got two of the tribes over the land of Israel, our brother Judah, whom we love very much.
Verse 41, and Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day of the mourning of my father is at hand, and will I slay my brother Jacob?
Isaac was getting very old, and that's why he gave the blessing. He was going, God was going to call him home. And so Esau says, my father's going to die, and then we're going to mourn for a few days, and then I am going to murder my brother.
Verse 42, and these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah.
God made sure Rebekah the mother heard it, because God protects his elect. He protects the womb or the lineage that was to bring the Christ child in. When you are chosen of God and you are going full blast to fulfill that mission for which he sent you to this planet, not the gates of hell can destroy you until you can get it done.
Amen.
And she sent and called Jacob, her youngest son, and said unto him, behold, thy brother Esau is touching thee, to comfort himself, purposing to kill thee. Verse 43, now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise and flee thee to Laban, my brother.
Remember Rebekah's brother Laban? Go back to my father's country, she says.
To Haran. Verse 44, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away. 45, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then will we send and fetch thee from thence.
Wait for Esau to cool off a little bit, Jacob. Go over there and visit my brother, and we'll send and bring you right back here. What a great solution Rebekah has.
For why should I be deprived of you both in one day?
The law of the land, and Rebekah knew it, was that a murderer should be put to death. So if Esau kills Jacob, then Esau also by law would have to be put to death, and she would have no sons.
46. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth.
That's the two wives that Esau had married. God said, do not mix the seed. You want to keep the seed pure. But Esau had already broken that law, and he'd gone out and married two Hittite women, heathen women that had mixed with the fallen angels. Ah.
If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are the daughters of the land, what good shall my life be?
Rebekah always knew. That's why she married Isaac. That her purpose to come to this planet was to make sure that the seed line would stay pure so that umbilical cord to umbilical cord could finally come the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Esau had messed up. She really wasn't worried about Jacob getting a wife. She figured he had sense enough to get the right woman, the right pedigree. But she was kind of nudging Isaac on, boy, could she turn him around her finger. She was trying to get him to bless Jacob and send him away so Esau wouldn't kill Jacob. Watch Rebekah. Is she smart?
Chapter 28, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him.
Now listen again to the great blessing of the United States of America. And as we go through Genesis, you will see it more and more.
Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse 2. Arise and go Padanaram to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father. Take thee thence a wife of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother.
So Isaac bit there. So he says, you go get them. That'll be the right pedigree. Go marry one of Laban's beautiful daughters there. Now, Isaac doesn't know that Esau was planning to kill Jacob.
3. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply. multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people.
A multitude of people, the United States of America, 50 states. Do you know what 50 means in biblical numerics? Freedom. Let Amen. Freedom ring. Amen. The land of the free.
Yes.
Verse 4. For, and give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee, and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Verse 5. And he sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother.
Okay, now Esau's watching all of this, and he's jealous.
Verse 6. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife, and that as he blessed him, and as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse 7. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and went to Padan-Aram. Verse 8. And he saw that the daughters of Canaan pleased not the eyes of Isaac his father.
Esau saw that his dad was not pleased with the women he had married. Certainly not. They were heathen.
Verse 9. Then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took to him the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife.
Well, he thought he was fixing it, so he said, let's see. Abraham had another son, Ishmael, by Hagar, the Egyptian. Remember that? But God had not chosen for the Messiah to come through Ishmael. That was unclean. That was the wrong seed. And so he's just making a mess. I mean, when you're in a hole, you need to stop digging. Go and dig a well somewhere else.
Verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Verse 11, and he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillow. And
now, it was customary when they got out in the night like that, that our forefathers would take stones and put them around themselves in a circle. Heard of Stonehenge, okay, all right, in a circle, and it would be the animals, keep the animals away, and it's sort of made your own territory. But one of the stones was so smooth, he decided to make a pillow out of it.
Lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12, and he dreamed.
The gift of God's chosen, the gift of dreams, it's not spaghetti. Joseph and Daniel and Jacob and God's chosen.
And behold, a ladder stood up upon the earth.
Whoa.
And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascended and descended on it.
Now the ladder is the Lord Jesus Christ, because there's no way to heaven except the Lord Jesus Christ. The angels are sons of God minus the flesh. In other words, we come down here, but the only way we can get back to God is by that ladder, Jesus Christ. So he sees this. God is showing him that the Messiah is definitely coming through his lineage, so God's with him, so he's not going to die.
13, and the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed. 14, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south.
Go west, young man.
And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Because Messiah will come through that lineage, and anyone in the Messiah Jesus is blessed.
Amen. Verse 15, and behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. And I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken.
God will never leave you nor depart from you.
To thee of 16, and Jacob awoke out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. 17, and he was afraid, and he said, how good is this place?
Good is beautiful. How beautiful is this place? Anywhere where God is beautiful.
This is none other than the house of God.
Bethel, Beth in Hebrew, house, El, God. This is Bethel. It's not a building. It can be outdoors anywhere. Anywhere where God
Amen.
Is, this is Bethel. Amen. You could be Bethel.
And this is the gate of heaven.
Gate, door of heaven. Jesus says, I'm the door. No man cometh in any other way but by me. You have to go in through the door. Jesus, the gateway to heaven.
Amen. Verse 18. And Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stones which he put for his pillar. And he set it up for a pillar.
He was going to worship.
And poured oil upon the top of it. 19. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the city of that place was called Luz at the first.
Bethel, house of God. Now, we're going to learn in our story that Jacob did get married to the right seed and had 12 sons, the 12 patriarchs, the heads of the 12 tribes of Israel. The tribes had a spat and split. Two of them changed their name from Israel and called themselves the house of Judah. In part, they're in the land of Israel now. We love our brother Judah. The name is Judah, not Jew, Judah. Well, what happened to the other 10 tribes? The Bible says they were captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, and history tells us that these 10 tribes migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled Ireland, Scotland, and England. And Jeremiah the prophet brought Jacob's stone. The Hebrew children kept that stone and carried it around with them, along with three daughters of the tribe of Judah, to prolong the king line so the house of David would always have a throne as God had promised. And so therefore, every king and queen of England has taken the oath when they were coronated above Jacob's stone. You know what the oath was? To defend the faith of Jesus Christ. And look at us, we broke off from them. Bethel, Jacob's stone of destiny, the stone of Schoon. Now it's getting home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you were blessed there.
Oh yeah, very much.
We'll start right here next week, but it's time now for Mystery Moment questions and answers to help you understand the mystery of God. Let me introduce you to you, the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well, Miss Sherry. What a great teaching tonight.
Thank you. God's word.
Yep. Okay, our question today. What is the battle of Haman-Gog?
The battle of Haman-Gog. This is a perfect storm. In the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, the book of Revelation, it tells us near the end there's going to be a battle when Esau is going to come and fight Jacob, and it's over a piece of property. Remember we learned last week, Esau is Edom. Edom is Red Rush, rushed by the Volga, Russia. And we know Jacob, the 10 tribes, are here in America. What it means is that as Jesus begins to come, Russia is going to come against the United States of America to regain a plot of land we bought to them called Alaska for just a pittance, and they've been mad ever since. But American army will not fight, military will not fight in this, because Jesus is coming with his saints, and they're going to rain down hailstones, and we win.
Amen.
That's the battle of Haman-Gog in a nutshell. Well, you know, David left his stuff in the cart, Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
As the dispensations of the fullness of times are gathered together in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, are brought together. Spiritual vision is restored. A heavenly door is opened during these transitional times, allowing supernatural confirmation, divine validation, sealing all messages from above, firmly grounded in his written word. Ephesians 1:10.
The door of heaven. Thank you, Scott. Amen. That's so perfect.
Saw it open there tonight.
Stairway to heaven, the ladder to heaven. Now, I'm going to pray for the sick, so gather your sick loved ones around the radio or internet. But first of all, let me pray for anyone who's lost. The most important thing is to get saved right now. Pray this prayer and mean it, and God will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Wash my sins away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash my sins away with the blood of Jesus.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Fill me and lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in the Word.
Grow me in the Word.
And use me.
And use me.
To enlarge the kingdom of Jesus Christ on earth.
To enlarge the kingdom of Jesus Christ on earth.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, some of you prayed that prayer, and I want you to call my announcer, give you my telephone number, leave that message on my voice mail with your name, and I'll pray for you. Now, let me pray for the sick. Precious Father, in the mighty name and the power of Jesus, I ask, O Son of Righteousness, you will arise with healing in your wings. And I ask that the radiating beams of light of Jesus' healing virtue will go into the very lungs, into the breathing, the lungs, the throat, the vocal cords, dislodging anything that's keeping the air from flowing. Let the lungs be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Breathe in Jesus' mighty name. Vocal cords be healed in Jesus' name. Voice box be healed in Jesus' name. Let the heart be made glad. Let the heart pump with the very heartbeat of the Lord God Almighty. Let the legs, let the blood circulate in the legs. Let the numbness go and the muscle cramps be gone in the legs. In the name and the power of Jesus Christ, kidneys be healed. Kidney stones be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Praise you, Father. We thank you. You sent your word and heal them. You restore health and cure. You heal them of their wounds. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Now, for those of you who are healed, you'll want to call and tell me that also, because God does still heal. Now, remember this about Jesus. His name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19, 13. And Jesus says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. I want to give a shout out of thanksgiving to Scott Merson, the owner of the Produce Place in Sun Tree, Florida, my twin friend, for his Scott's stuff and for all of his help and for his beautiful family. Now, I can't wait until next time when you're going to tell me that you went out and shared this word with other people. Nothing's given to you to keep. Go and give it away, and God will give you some more. Go and tell, go and tell, go and tell the Word of God. Nothing else is so important except you be a conveyor of the Word of God, a beautiful light of Jesus Christ wherever you go. And I'm looking forward to us being back together next week. Until then, this is Sherry Medlock, your host, saying, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you. And I can't wait until we get back together as the family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Yeah. Woo.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4663. 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the trumpet of truth.
Worship. Amen. You sound like you believe it.
The name of Jesus is a refuge, a shelter from the storm, a help to those who call. The name of Jesus is a fortress, a saving place to run, a hope unshakable. When we fall, you are the Savior. When we call, you are the answer. There is power in your name. There is power in your name. In the name of Jesus, there is life and healing. Chains are broken in your name.
Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
I close my eyes and colors fly. There's no hiding from your grace. I can't deny your heart for mine and its unrelenting chase. I was on the edge of deception, caught up in my own hesitation, until your love took over me. So I let go and I let love show me life like it's supposed to be, an oasis.
care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. You told me of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
The reality of the promise of heaven is tied to the person of God. If heaven is a lie, then God is a lie.
Dr. Tony Evans explains how you can know the promise of heaven is true.
The Bible says it is impossible for God to lie.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Want to live a more passionate, purposeful life on earth? Dr. Evans says the way to do it is to think more about heaven. Let's join him as he helps us learn how to do that.
What is heaven? Before we can talk about what we're going to do there, what it's going to look like, and all of those things which we're going to get into, what are we talking about when we use the term? John chapter 4 is Jesus' promise to his disciples about heaven. He is getting ready to leave them because of the death and the resurrection and the ascension to his Father, and they want to know how we're going to make it in your absence. He says, while you're absent from me, let me tell you a little bit about heaven. Because even though you're not with me, you need to know that I'm going to prepare a place for you. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Even though I'm leaving,